Good afternoon, Pearl High School. Welcome to the WGI Jackson Regional here on the 24th of October. My name is Matt Power. I'll be adjudicating you here this afternoon in the area of percussion. I certainly wish you the very, very best of luck in your performance today. I look forward to seeing you in the next few moments. Good luck. Okay, Pearl High School, here we go. Okay, here we go. Yeah, nice first attack, yeah! Careful that last, those ice on the left, there's stack, don't, left, careful. You should be placing them things. Nice, Tanner's good. Good job, base. Nice, I got a comment, this is the first correct. Careful clarity in that roll. There's a first good snare tuning I've heard all day. Good for you. Sounds like the bottom head could come up a little bit. Careful on those isolated lefts, guys. Okay, not bad. Guys, others. Those binaries, we got to make sure that we're hearing a nice separation in between the first accent and the first double left. Right now there's a lot of mud going on in the snare voice. Check it out, listen if you can hear it. Is it a little bit clearer at the end? There it is again, that once again, it's attacks, so basically it's attack issues. There definitely needs to be some kind of a cymbal voice going on throughout here. Nice job with the check it, the check it, the check it, the check it, the check. Good job on that. The rim shot clarity is wonderful from up here. You definitely need more snare response under the snare drums because the pitch is correct, but we're not getting enough response. So a lot of stuff that's making up here is just very boxy, and it's a nice warm quality. It's way better than anything we've heard today from a top head pitch perspective. But we've just got to get some snare response going on the bottom heads. Okay, it's from a pit perspective. Sounds like we're using a very brittle mount on the marimba. I would recommend you maybe go with like the hardest chord vibe mount you could to give that a little bit of a warmer, fuller sound. Same with the vibes. The vibe player could definitely be playing out. There we go, now we're here. Check out the heights in the snare drums. For the instructor that's hearing this, you may want to take a look at the heights here. The heights in the left hands are all over the road as they come across the back there. Nice control on placing those rim shots, though. I can hear that some of those lefts are very, very closed down in some of the snare drum voice and some of the snare drummers. That is a neat effect with the skeletons. It's not my, I know it's not my caption, but it's kind of neat. Kind of cool. I appreciate the clarity in the pit. Good for you at the end. We definitely need some kind of a metal sound in the pit. We're not hearing any wind chimes, any suspended cymbals. We just need a lot more of that sound. And it's to me, it's way more important to have that being covered than all the mallet parts when the ensemble's playing, because really that's where you're going to get most of your support. Realizing that the pit's function is to support. Good job, bass tempo-wise. Remember, realizing that the pit's function is to support, we really need to contribute a little bit more from the front ensemble, from a cymbal perspective. And it would only take you in a rehearsal to add in some really effective crescendos and some swells. Okay. Careful the clarity in the first double left. Nice job. Take it. Good job in the bass drums. Make sure that lines up with the tenors, though, side to side. Good. That was much better that time. Yeah, bass. Doom, dome, dome. Click. Good for you. Nice professionalism. Nice job on the release of the trill. having a breakdown there. The back two snare is close to the tenders. Careful there, guys. You're playing the five. Listen back. I'm not sure if those are 16ths or what those are. We lost. Could have been a pulse in the front ensemble. Much better than 10-inch. Make sure listeners cross. Okay, good. Much better performance than you had a few moments ago. Good. Good job lining back. Careful. Those left-hand taps and the snares. A little bit of a breakdown. We have a problem with the second snare drummer in from the left with his feet. He's out of step. I guarantee he's probably the one who's dropping beats. Okay, tenors on the helicopters. The most important thing is not the pattern, but it's the clarity of the doubles. Careful. Okay, also take a look at the height perspective from there. Okay, overall, I dig the tuning of the snare drums and the tenors. Way down, it's much less exposed. But definitely take a real listen to any low level. Whoa! Okay, we have a real breakdown on the binaries there. All that stuff. You gotta make sure that those left hands, guys, I would definitely just work higga digga burr if you know that exercise. And that would add out tap rolls because left hands are really, once you get those things together, your program's really gonna come around almost full circle from a effectiveness standpoint in the battery. Bass drums are all uniformity of attacks in those ensembles is very good. Good. Nice warm tuba sound. I'm also a brass guy too, but I know it's not my caption, but nice warm tuba sound. Good for you. Careful of molting, you're hitting the multimeter. You gotta hit. The multimeter there, guys. You're dropping the space on the multimeter at the end of the phrase. Better. Careful not to drop the beats at the end of the phrase. Finish it out. Okay, you may want to consider, if you have time, I'm not sure how much time you have left in the season, but possibly maybe removing those 7/8 bars, and because the effectiveness of what they achieve versus what the challenges they present to the player. I appreciate the writing in here. Yeah! Nice writing. Clarity's a little lacking in the snare drums, but nice writing. I'd maybe consider, if you could, talk to the director and the wind guy about the possibility of removing that 7/8 bar because the effectiveness is hindering the quality of the performance around it. But when you want you to lock into the full four, it's much clearer. Okay, once again, Pitt, we gotta make sure all these voices are audible. All the notes of the vibe voice. Same comment as before as far as left-hand clarity in these rolls. Nice job of the tempo with the bass drums, good. Really, we need some suspended cymbal throughout the section here. I understand the need for the cheater, but you may want to underplay that just a little bit. The cheater on the top bass drum, the deep, deep, deep. You want to underplay that just a little bit. Nice, better on the clarity, good. Make sure the line that's in balance there, bass, good. Okay, overall, nice program. That concert bass drum, when I finally heard at the end that concert bass drum voice, it was like water in a desert. It sounds like we've got a very snare and battery set-oriented program from a exposure standpoint. But if you could maybe just put some thought, a little bit of thought into possibly adding, on some of those impacts, that bass drum sound you're getting is wonderful down there. If you can add a little bit more of that during the impact spots, add some suspended cymbals to complement the horns we're doing, and possibly consider adding maybe some wind chimes, adding maybe like a set of wooden, clanky old wooden wind chimes for like that, the dead man's boom, 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 that thing, to maybe give you kind of that old clunky wooden pirate feel. You know, that may work for you. Some things to consider, but you definitely need to add some suspended cymbals, many more, and consider maybe even pulling some of the doubled parts that are on the keyboard players off and put them on the suspended cymbal parts. It would take a rehearsal to do, and I guarantee your general effects score would go through the roof from all captions, because that's really just a contribution that's really sorely needed. From a battery perspective, nice writing in the book. Bass drums play unisons extremely well. They handle tempos extremely well. For sure, the clarity issues in the snare drums, I think, would be addressed if you're able to get a little bit more snare sound out of the bottom head, not by touching the top head. Leave the top head where it's at. Bring the bottom head up, and for sure, working the double beat issues with the left hand on all those binary and ternary rolls. Just make a big, maybe two or three exercises, just ternary and binary rolls that are similar to your book. So, look forward to speaking to you in critique. Nice show, and I hope these comments have been helpful to you.